Girl Podcast. I'm your bro Dayton,
and I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're gonna kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Okay, Easy, get ready to laugh.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Why don't fish play basketball?
I don't know. Why don't fish play basketball?
Because they're afraid of the net.
Oh, I get it. Because the net is on the basketball hoop, but also it brings them to Captain D's, where they are
eaten.
Sadly. Shout out to all my fish friends. Okay. Now we're going to move on to this week's BWOTW, or Big Word of the Week. Presented by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. This week's big word of the week is legerdemain. That is spelled legerdemain. And again, the word is legerdemain. Legerdemain is sleight of hand or magic in wizardry. So Dayton, you know some legerdemain tricks?
Yeah, them card tricks. Yeah, I got you covered. State Farm.
State. Gonna be my agent.
Yeah.
My card agent.
Chris Paul.
Chris.
Running through the morning minute.
Okay, now it is time for the Would You Rather, where we decide. Would you rather? I don't know. Dayton, what's this week's Would You Rather?
Would you rather travel everywhere by foot or everywhere by bike?
I would travel everywhere by bike because of speed, and I don't know why I'm traveling everywhere. Oh, I mean, like, oh, I get it. Like,
yeah, what if you have a job? What if you got to get to the Brothers Bro Studio?
Then, speaking of Brothers Bro Studios...
Well, we got a new studio. We got upgraded. It's Bro vs. Studio 2.
Bro vs. Bro Studio 2. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Yes, it is. Bro vs. Bro Studio 2. You guys, yeah, it's good.
We promise it's good. Okay. But basically, moving on to, like...
Well, I would like to travel everywhere on foot because I'm a pedestrian.
Okay, Mr. Pedestrian, sir. Let's say you want to go see your family in Pennsylvania.
Well,
you want to walk,
I also have a bike sitting in my garage.
No, this is a would you rather.
Walk. We're going to walk everywhere. I'm sorry, folks.
Okay. I just feel like I chose bike for speed. He chose walking to be different.
I could just walk on top of the Uber car. What are you talking about?
Okay. Where do you get these ideas?
Online.
Oh.
Okay. Let's move on now.
Let's move on to the famous African-American athlete for this week. Brought to you by All Type Fence. Located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania.
How do you know that?
I just know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but Dayton is going to provide us with those facts.
Muhammad Ali... whose name when he was born was Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. He was born January 17th, 1942, but he sadly died June 3rd, 2016. He was an American professional boxer, activist, and philanthropist, and he is widely regarded as one of the most significant and celebrated sports figures of the 20th century. From early in his career, Ali was known as an inspiring, controversial, and polarizing figure, both inside and outside of the ring. Sting like a butterfly. Wait, sting like a bee. Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
And again, I think Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali was a very inspiring figure. And if you would like to send us in, like, I don't know, a famous African-American, which... we're not going to be doing for much longer, sadly, because September
is coming.
So, also, if you like to... No, September's almost over. So, if you like to send us in a category that we'll use for October, You can contact us at bro@outlook.com.
Yeah.
So now we're going to move on or roll into the, I don't know, we're going to box into the next, okay.
Okay.
We're going to go box into the next segment, which is quote of the week, or QOTW.
Yeah, boys. Brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. What keeps me going is goals, said by Muhammad Ali.
So I think that's like a really good quote, because like what are you working for if you don't have a goal? Like,
yeah, you're like setting your goal, and it keeps you going. Yeah. Keeps you hard trying.
Hard trying. Okay. So guys, gonna move on to the next segment, which is newly added. That is shout-outs.
What?
Shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
Okay. Shout-outs are presented this week by The Hair Cafe, located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. The owner is run by the owner, Miss Latrina. Okay. Our first one is, remember, if you have or need hair, you need to get there.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay, our first shout out is Julian H. in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Miss Rebecca H., Charlotte, NC.
Miss Benson, a CMS teacher.
Aunt Iris and Uncle Alvin Hall, Washington, D.C.
Bradford Preparatory Cross Country Team, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Grandma and Grandpa Murray, Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, guys, if you would like to be a shout-out, the email hasn't changed since I said it before. It is bro@outlook.com.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll get lucky and you could get prizes just for emailing us, because we like to give people stuff. Some of those prizes are
T-shirts, stickers,
mugs,
Fanny Wanny Manny Packs,
man/woman handbags.
And if you're a Justin Bieber fan, we got those too. No, just like,
what? Okay. Assigned pictures of me and Dayton, and of course, cars.
Cars.
We give people cars.
Cars.
Hot Wheels. I mean, cars. Okay, so, you know, we're gonna race our way into the next segment.
Like a Hot Wheel.
Car. Our next segment is the Tech Fact, which is brought to you by Howell, and Krauss, Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. In 1999, PayPal, with its original business model, was voted top 10 worst business ideas. As of 2015, they are a $9.24 billion business.
Well, here at Bro vs. Bro, we would take that, but PayPal? Nah, bro.
And if you would like to give us money, we take PayPal. No, I'm playing. Moving on to the final segment of this show, which is the book recommendation.
The book recommendation.
Which Dayton has for us.
Today's book recommendation is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. Because it ain't broke, bruh. A Year Down Yonder is a book by Richard Peck. It's a pretty good book, and that you should read. Read it, because I think that the book A Year Down Yonder by Richard Peck is a pretty good book. And that you should read it, because it tells you a good story in time of hardship.
Okay, guys, so it's a good story. It's a good story. It's a good story. Okay. So if you would like to send us in a book recommendation, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com. And as we start to wrap up this podcast, we'd like to continue giving our thoughts and prayers to the people struggling through Hurricane Florence. And there you go.
Yeah.
And like, oh wait, no, not yet, not yet.
Yeah, boy.
We'd like to also give a shout out to our producer slash director, BL Self. And this week our song was Something Like This by Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what would we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing. Go to Millery Physical Therapy.
Hey, guys, remember.
Like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
And guys, it's a good book.
It's a good book.
And it's a good book.
And remember, folks, wear your wigs
and your glasses.
Okay, I've got it. All praise me, y'all. That's about the size of it. I know it sounds kind of strange.